Welcome back to EC Glass High School for the 4A Regional Championship between the Midlothian Trojans and the EC Glass Hilltoppers. Anthony Santinello here on ESPN Radio in Virginia, taking you right up to first faceoff between the Hilltoppers and the Trojans. A lot on the line here tonight. Both teams have advanced into the state semifinals that'll be played next week here. I believe EC Glass gets a home game in the first matchup. Starters for tonight's game, first from Midlothian. On attack, it'll be Will Sayah, Jason Goodwin, Dylan Powell, the midfielders Sterling Mason, Devin McCombs, and Eric Overby. The defense, Tyler Shrimpshire, Braden Gordy, and David Foster. And between the pipes will be Casey Joyce for the Trojans, who come in at 15-2 in 2017. They are coached by Greg Barnard. Over to EC Glass, their starters. On attack, it'll be Wyatt Hamilton, Andrew Kays, and Nathan Truitt. The midfielders, Mitch McMahon, Will Carrington, and Josiah Martin. The close defenders, Peter Woods, Nathan Maricini, and Adam Godsey. Goalie is Neil Shavistar. The faceoff man is Matthew Gallagher, who was a little shaken up in the Hilltoppers' last game against Western Albemarle. Only competed in about 50% of the faceoffs, and you could tell there was definitely an injury bugging Gallagher, but he looks to be as close to 100% as possible here tonight as he's out there for the initial face-off for EC Glass. They come out in their home white uniforms with blue numbers, gray helmets, and white shorts with blue accents on the shorts for Midlothian. Navy blue tops with white shorts, navy blue helmets, and gold trim down the side of the uniforms. 12 minutes set here on the clock at EC Glass High School. Winner gets the 4A Regional Championship in 2017. First faceoff being fought for. Eventually picked up by Devin McCombs of Midlothian. McCombs takes it up the near sideline. He'll back it out, wait for his attacking midfielders to come onto the field. Makes a cut towards the middle of the field, now draws a double team from the glass defenders. And McCombs dishes it off to Dylan Powell. He'll come off the field now for an extra midfielder. Ed Lane joins me on the broadcast as usual. Ed, a powerhouse matchup here between these two teams, as I talked about earlier. Both come in identical records and a lot to play for this regional title.
Yeah, both these teams obviously with a regional title and an easier route to the state championship game have that on the line, Anthony, and you know, even more so, a lot of pride for both these teams trying to establish themselves as powers this year in 4A lacrosse.
Bryson Miller with it for the Trojans, now gives off to Dylan Powell at the top of the slot. Powell drives in with his right hand, gets a little separation, thought about the shot, but he'll carry it around the net. He drives right on the goal line, spins back towards the slot, fires a lefty shot that's saved by Shavistar. And eventually picked up by Maricini.
It's good defense clogging that lane there. Made it a tough shot, and some of those may go through, but Glass has got to find a way to do that, and they did in the early going.
Glass does get the clear, as it is Carter Morecambe taking it across midfield. Now the attacking middies for the Hilltoppers come onto the field. Will Carrington, one of the captains of this midfield unit for Coach Renuska, backs it out to Wyatt Hamilton, now Truitt. On the far side, and fresh onto the field, Josiah Martin. Martin at the top of the midfield line to Will Carrington. Drives in with his right hand, spins around back to the slot with his left. Now gives off to McMahon, fakes a shot, drives in further. His shot is high and saved by Casey Joyce of Midlothian.
Yeah, and looked like on that shot after the fake early, there was a little lost steam on the second one, made for an easier save.
Midlothian trying to get a clear across midfield. It eventually ends up in the stick of McMahon. And he'll carry it across the midfield line for EC Glass as Carrington comes onto the field. Coach Renuska said before the game started that they cannot afford another third quarter like we saw Ed against Western Albemarle, where they barely got on the scoreboard.
Yeah, such a quick strike ability for Midlothian that falling behind or giving up a rash of goals has got to be something that EC Glass monitors. Goals will happen, it's lacrosse, but you don't want Midlothian getting on a quick run and being able to really assert their speed.
Hilltoppers with it in the attacking third. McMahon goes in with his left, backs out to Carrington. Carrington steps into a shot but pulls it back. Now draws a double team. His pass to McMahon, one-handed. Now a shot is saved by Joyce again. Casey Joyce looking strong early on as the Trojans try to go for another clear.
Both those shots have been to the left of Joyce. He's a lefty, so that's actually a strength in playing to his advantage.
No score in the first 3.5 minutes here at EC Glass. Martin gives off to Truitt in the far corner. Now behind the net is Andrew Kays, and now Wyatt Hamilton. EC Glass going from right to left. Hamilton at about the goal line of the football field. Hamilton goes around to his left, now rotates to his right. Sends a pass into the middle, intended for Martin. It got away from him. Now the ball being fought for on the field and is picked up by Midlothian. That was Braden Gordy, one of the captains for the Trojans, picking it up.
It's had a very physical feel to it. We know Glass likes that, but that's something for Midlothian that they've been able to match for EC Glass in the early going, and it's worked to their advantage.
Was a player down on the field for the Trojans, David Foster, one of the defenders for the Trojans. As Coach Barnard will take a look at him right now, he'll come off the field. So a rotation of defenders early for the Trojans, and EC Glass definitely having more controlled possessions early on than the Trojans, which is a good sign, but they're shooting it, like you said, into the left-handed stick of Casey Joyce, who is junior goalie, started all 3 years for Midlothian.
And as a result, we're scoreless 4 minutes into this one.
Be the Trojans taking it across midfield, trying to get a clear across and get a solid offensive possession. Joyce way out of his net, out near about the 35-yard line of the football field. He'll give it on to Unmasig. And a delay of game, the 30 seconds to get it across midfield violated by the Trojans. So now EC Glass with a chance early. Sackett Wood right off the delay. Shoots and scores for the Hilltoppers. 1-0 EC Glass early on.
Yeah, and a great job there by Glass. I know playing in that half court set can be good for them, but they saw an opening. They shot to the right side this time of the goalie, Casey Joyce, and Sackett Wood doing a good job reaching to the weak side of the goalie and a quick firing shot in there to give Glass the early advantage.
Sackett Wood gets most of his action as a defensive midfielder, but on the delay of game there by Midlothian, he's able to get an offensive possession, capitalize for his third goal of the season. As it'll be Gallagher out there against McCombs once again, and Gallagher looks a lot better tonight than he did against Western Albemarle. Definitely not 100% last game, but no knee brace on the left knee for him tonight. Faceoff being fought for. Gallagher scoops it up and immediately gives it back to Peter Woods, but that ball is being fought for, and Woods does scoop it up for the Hilltopper. Excuse me, that's Kenton Marshall.
It's a crucial component of lacrosse. Controlling the faceoff allows you to control possession, time of possession.
Now another delay of game, this one against EC Glass, as they didn't get it across in 30 seconds.
And that is the one downfall for winning that faceoff, is Gallagher wasn't ever able to really secure possession, and as a result, it contributes to the delay of game.
McCombs hands it off to Pomeroy. Will Pomeroy, 25 goals on the season for Midlothian, the very high-powered offense. Top five in the state as Pomeroy drives right into the slot, harassed by a couple of defenders, still gets the shot off on Shavistar. And this game is tied at one with 6:54 to go in the first quarter.
Quick to act there on that goal, and Glass didn't have a chance really, Anthony, to get set up and put those bodies and prevent that shot.
So 42 seconds after Glass, excuse me, 44 seconds after Glass scores their first goal, Midlothian retaliates and evens the score at one. Faceoff tonight could be more crucial than ever, as both these combatants very good at the faceoff dot. McCombs at nearly 60% this year. Gallagher, as we know, at 70%. And Gallagher drops it off for Marshall, and now Carter Morcombe will get it into the restraining line and now back it out and let the attacking middies come onto the field.
Glass going into, and we've seen this often, Anthony, a real traditional half-field set offensively.
No rush on the offensive end for the Hilltoppers. Carrington, as usual, on there. Gets it back to Hamilton behind the net. And now to Andrew Kays on the near side. Hamilton with it again. Chooses to go to his left to Truitt. And now out near midfield to Carrington. Gallagher comes off the field for McMahon. Now the entire starting offensive attack out there for the Hilltoppers. Taking a lot of time off this possession. Under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Carrington drives in with his right, forces a shot to the bottom left side of the net and buries it. Will Carrington's first goal of the game, 37th of the season. EC Glass leading 2-1.
And yes, Anthony, that was another cross-the-body shot over to the right side of the left-handed Joyce. Two times Glass has gone left, they've put it into the back of the net. The two times they've gone right, it's resulted in saves for Casey Joyce.
Coach Renuska, I'm sure, talked about that in the pre-game meeting with the Hilltoppers. Not often you see a lefty dominant goalie at this level, but Casey Joyce has certainly been that this year at 60% save percentage with over 115 saves coming into tonight's game. And he certainly lived up to the billing in the first two possessions, but now EC Glass realizing his weakness might be to the right side. As Gallagher and McCombs out there again. Gallagher, clean win again on the faceoff. Gets it to Kays quickly, but the offense will slow down. And that was actually Bryson Miller out there for Midlothian. Ball being fought for in the near side corner. Goes high into the air, into the stick of Wyatt Hamilton. A whistle blows and a timeout called by Eddie Renuska, the first for the Hilltoppers early on in this game. This timeout brought to you by Apple Auto Glass. Locally owned and operated, locally accountable, online at appleautoglassandmirror.com.
What do you make of that decision for the timeout? It took Glass a while to actually secure possession after the faceoff victory from Gallagher, and they finally got it. It almost seemed like Coach Renuska did that to give them a chance to get back into a set offensively.
Yeah, I think it might have been getting into an offensive set, a little scramble for the loose ball could force the offense to work quicker when they don't really have to. So you'd rather see the offense, I think, slow it down and work like they have been than rush into a shot. And even the rush shot from Carrington, still able to find the back of the net and kind of forced it. But when you're forcing it to a goalie's weak side, it doesn't look as bad as if you're forcing it to Joyce's left.
Well, a lot of it could be the game plan as well against Midlothian, and you want to value the possessions you have. Glass has done that. They've actually created some turnovers that have also gotten them the ball when Midlothian has either had a save or won a faceoff. And as a result, Glass has been in a pretty good spot, but I think it's something Coach Renuska wants them to keep at the forefront of their minds.
This first quarter, again, brought to you by Blue Ridge and Lynchburg Select Lacrosse. Visit Blue Ridge Lacrosse's website for information on summer camp opportunities, blueridgelacs.org. That includes Lynchburg City Schools Summer Camp the week of June 12th at only $50 per player. Here on the restart in the near corner, Andrew Kays gives off to Hamilton. Now to Truitt. He tries to look up top for Dendy off the timeout, but they will instead play from behind the cage at X. Kays with it in his stick. Goes to his left, gets a little room, fires a pass right on the doorstep, but it's intercepted by Casey Joyce. And Midlothian now goes for a clear.
Yeah, and Kays encountered some contact as he got closer to the goalie, and good defensive job there by Midlothian.
Mac Witten on the clear for Midlothian. And now the Trojans will set up shop. Trevor Christmas on the attack. Christmas on the near sideline. Goes back to Bryson Miller near midfield. Miller looking for an option. He's marked by Sackett Wood. Now hands off to Will Pomeroy. Pomeroy driving with his left. He's got Morcombe on him. Switches to his left again. And he backs it out to Jason Goodwin. Now up top, it's Miller. Miller goes to his left. Doesn't have a shot. Now to Pomeroy. Pomeroy, nothing doing there. Miller swings at the Christmas near side. 4:13 left in the first quarter. It's a 2-1 Glass lead. Trojans with nothing to work with on this offensive possession. Pomeroy tries to go towards the net. He's blocked off by Morcombe. Miller now to Christmas. Miller Question mark dodge at the top of the slot is shoved away by Shabastar. And Midlothian close to the end line. They'll keep possession.
Glass defensively right now doing an excellent job of really forcing Midlothian to have to use a lot of double moves.
Powell had a nice pass to Bryson Miller up top. Had a wide open shot, but a good nice save by Shabastar. As Carter Morecambe gets the clear for the Hilltoppers. Dishes off to Sackett Wood. Wood goes into Kays right in front of the net. And Andrew Kays buries the shot. A nice assist on the play also from Sackett Wood.
Oh, you're not kidding, Anthony. Wood saw Kays open on the left side and waited for Kays to make that cut from the left side hash mark at the 10-yard line, and he just darted in. Kays did. Wood finds him on the charge, and Kays, bam, into the back of the net quickly for a 3-1 lead.
Sackett Wood proving to be an X factor on the offensive side of the ball. We talk about his good defense all the time for Coach Ranuska, but now a goal and an assist so far in the first quarter, and he could be a guy that possibly slides into an attacking midfielder role if something doesn't go right on this offensive end for Glass.
Yeah, and that's a nice versatile chip for Coach Ranuska to have.
Face off between Gallagher and McCombs, scooped up by Gallagher. He's 4 for 5 so far to start the game.
One thing for Glass to keep an eye on is that clock is ticking to get it across midfield, and they still haven't done that.
Shabastar swings it out in front of midfield. It's taken away by Midlothian for a second. A couple Glass players collide, and now it is taken away by Wilsea.
And as that clock starts to tick down, the urgency increases to get it across. That allowed Midlothian to get a little more aggressive and ultimately force a turnover.
Timeout called by Coach Barnard of Midlothian. It's their first of the half. It's a 3-1 EC Glass lead as we go into this timeout. Coleman Adams Construction, integrity at work. For more information, visit coleman-adams.com. Certainly the offensive showing you want for Coach Ranuska early in this game, leading 3-1 as the first quarter ticks down with 3:07 to go. Holding a Midlothian team that was top five in the state along with EC Glass in offense to only one goal through 9 minutes has got to be a mission for them.
It has been great for EC Glass. Now, a key to that, Anthony, has been limiting the amount of possessions and possession time Midlothian has had, which is a key element in every lacrosse contest, is time of possession. But I think for EC Glass especially, by doing that, they've limited the chances Midlothian has. It's helped, you know, kind of slow them down a little bit, and it's also enabled Glass to operate with a more deliberate offensive set, and they've done that very well.
Haven't put too much pressure on Shabastar. We know he's a good goalie, but we saw last game in that third quarter, defense really didn't do him too many favors, and he was a little bit exposed by the Warriors, but he has looked good so far. Casey Joyce has looked good so far for Midlothian as well, as the Trojans will get possession on this restart. 3:07 left in the first quarter. Midlothian came in first in the Richmond Conference with the likes of Western Albemarle, Hanover, and Charlottesville. 15-2 overall record after postseason games. Coleman Rock on the far side for the Trojans. Fake steps to his left, gets into the slot. His high-to-low shot is blocked away by Shabastar, and it rolls towards the far sideline, where it'll be picked up by Jason Goodwin for the Trojans. Rolling towards the cage and making a nice move on the inner side. That'll be Dylan Powell, one of the captains. Didn't step in the crease. Able to beat Shabastar low and to the right side. 3-2, Hilltoppers lead.
Quick passing there for Midlothian. They accelerated the pace very quickly after the inbound, and that is a good offensive set overall, especially out of that timeout that Midlothian called a moment ago.
Didn't look like he had much room to work with, did Powell, but it's 33rd goal of the season. Now it's back to a one-goal game here at EC Glass. Gallagher and McCombs once again. And you can see the difference that a 100% Gallagher can give the Hilltoppers from last game to this game, where wasn't winning as many faceoffs. Starts off 4 or 5 right up to this point.
Yeah, so far that's good, and it's crucial now for Glass to get another one of these so that they can have a chance to increase that margin, which is currently at 1.
Another one for Gallagher. He's now 5 for 6. He's going to drive in right in the middle of the slot. His shot is in. Matthew Gallagher, the quick answer for the Hilltoppers. His 13th of the season. back to a two-goal lead for Glass.
It was an excellent head fake there for Gallagher, too. He was looking straight at the goalie, and then bam, last second around the 25-yard line, he looked to his left where Andrew Case was on that left hash mark and faked it, and it was just enough to freeze the defense, and Gallagher was still bolting toward the goal and had an open shot because of it.
I don't know many people that can get from the 50 to about the 15-yard line in 6 seconds under full control while digging out a defender like Gallagher did.
And this isn't one of those raw 40-yard dashes where you're not, you know, you don't have any weight or anything you're carrying.
Gallagher at the faceoff dot against Bryson Miller now. As Midlothian rotating between Miller and McCombs, and Gallagher wins another one, 6-for-7 to start the game. For Matthew Gallagher, Kenton Marshall, the long stick, gets it over midfield. Kays lost it for a second, now gains possession, has a little bit of room. Goes into the slot, firing a shot, and saving it is Joyce. That was Luke Hewitt on the shot as Midlothian goes for the clear now, quickly on offense. Pomeroy slows down the offensive attack and lets the midfielders get onto the field for the Trojans.
Kind of wonder what Hewitt saw, because it took him a split second to get that shot off, and it may have been just the way the pass came to him, but as a result, it didn't have quite the zip on it that shot normally would from him.
Under 2 minutes to go here at EC Glass. Bryson Miller goes to his left. His shot is wide of Shabastar. Midlothian close to the end line. Trevor Christmas will take it out of the inbounds. Christmas quickly to his left, loses control of the ball. It's loose for a second, and it's picked up by Luke Hewitt for the Hilltoppers. He quickly gets it to Shabastar. Now EC Glass goes for the clear with Nathan Maricini. Maricini, the long pole, crosses the restraining line, now goes crossfield to Kays, and Kays will slow it down. Mitch McMahon onto the field for the Hilltoppers, joining Carrington. Carrington had a little bit of room, called for the pass, couldn't handle it, and now the ball stays loose. Carrington does pick it up and has control. Carrington back out to McMahon. AC Glass might try to just milk as much time as possible on this possession as we approach 1 minute to play in the first. McMahon goes into the far corner for the Hilltoppers. Five attackers right in the slot. McMahon drives around the net, gets a double team, looking for the open man, sends it across the field. It's picked off by Midlothian, taken right back by AC Glass. And now the ball still loose in the middle of the field, looks to be picked up by Tyler Shrimpshire of Midlothian, and the long pole gets it across midfield before it's swatted away by Will Carrington.
Give Carrington credit there. He was actually behind the Midlothian attacker, Tyler Shrimpshire, or defender, Tyler Shrimpshire, and yet he came back, recovered, forced that, stayed with his man in spite of the turnover.
Carrington forces a shot high while he's driving on a defender. Ball stays loose, picked up by Josiah Martin. 15 seconds left in this first quarter. Ball is loose and a whistle blows. That goes on Martin, as looked like David Foster's stick stuck under the arm of Martin. And Midlothian getting it across midfield with 10 seconds to play in this first quarter. Trojans looking for some sort of offense. It's Overby. Slips and falls, loses control of the ball. And that's how the first quarter will end here at EC Glass. A 4-2 lead for the Hilltoppers. Definitely what you want to see from Coach Renuska.
Absolutely. Controlling the pace, getting good shots, limiting Midlothian's opportunities, checking a number of boxes on the pregame musts for the Hilltoppers.
We'll be back at EC Glass High School. Three quarters remain in the 4A regional final between the Hilltoppers and the Trojans. Stay tuned.